Hello. Hi, doctor. I can't hear you, doctor. You will have to on your microphone. If you can hear, hi, Dr. Mustafa.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Christopher. Can you hear me?
Hi, I can. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, doctor?
It's fine. Is this Amy?
Sorry?
Is this Amy?
I'm Andrea here.
Andrea, I'm so sorry. I apologize.
That's all right. That's all right. I think this is the first time we're speaking to each other.
Yes, it is.
Yes, I'm the Videos 360 host, meeting host.
Okay.
So I believe you're here today to do the recording for the COVID-19 video. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So it's going to be an audio recording, doctor. When you're explaining it, when you're explaining the three questions we have sent to you, I'm going to be on mute so that we get a very clear recording done. Before we start, do you want me to explain anything to you? Do you have any questions?
No, I have. So the three question is explain what our practice is doing, disinfecting, the extra precautions, anything else that we're planning to do.
First question is actually, doctor, what you have been doing anyway? I mean, regardless of the coronavirus outbreak, because as we know.
Will you be asking me these questions? Or is it more of an interview?
I can ask you the questions if you, but my voice is not going to be on the video. It's going to be only your voice. So if you want me to like ask the questions in between so that you have a proper track of it, track of things, I can do that. If you can explain
it's okay.
it all, also, you, we can go ahead like that.
I'll just make a, and how have others, or what would you suggest as an introduction?
First of all, I would want you to explain the things which you have been anyway doing, regardless of it, because this is not going to be a video. This should be a video which we can use even after the coronavirus outbreak. I mean, it should take your practice forward as a hygienic place where people can visit without any fear. So that's why we have placed that very first question to show that you have anyway been following universal protocols when it comes to hygiene levels. So just explain what you have been anyway doing so that your existing patients doesn't have to worry when if they want to visit you. Then only we are targeting the new patients by explaining what you have been started, what you have done differently since the outbreak. So in the second part of the questions, you can answer that. Then if you have anything which you plan on doing once the lockdowns are over, once you reopen your practice, if you plan on doing like, now certain clients had plans on getting medical grade air purification systems for their practices, you know, they would like, if you have anything as such, which you plan on doing, you can like, you know, further to seal sort of the information, you can explain any future plans. And finally, to wrap it all up, I would want you to like sort of a call to action at the end of the video, just to say that, you know, for both your existing and new patients who are looking forward to visit you, just to like, you know, to reassure them that it's a safe place to visit and they can, you know, look forward to a wonderful experience. So that's sort of, that is sort of the guideline. I mean, the framework kind of thing we are looking at.
Okay.
Yeah. Only thing is I would want you to keep it very short and nice because we don't plan on creating a video which is more than two minutes long because people don't tend to like, I'm sure when you're watching a video, you must have, you know, halfway, a minute into it, you must have just closed the video off because it's too much of information. So research shows that people tend to watch a video if it's like within 1.5 minutes to 2 minutes. So that's our target. So okay. When you're explaining in between, I would suggest that you mention the name of your practice as much as you can so that the person who's viewing it will register the name in their head. So little things like that. Maybe you'll mention your name, the name of the practice, you know. Yeah, and you can make any errors. You don't have to worry about, like, I don't expect you to explain it in one go. You can make errors. You can just say starting over and redo the whole sentence. We can edit things out. Absolutely nothing to worry in that area. So, yeah, that's about it.
Okay. All right. I have some things already written down and gone through this, and so we can just move forward from that.
Shall we start?
Okay. Yes. Sure.
You can start back.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Yes. Sure. Now I'll be on mute.
Okay. Hello, I'm Dr. Chris Marchak from Pasadena Prosthodontics, and I'll be representing our whole team and family at Pasadena Prosthodontics and letting an update you in regards to our new normal. I understand that everybody has been affected by COVID-19, and we want to ensure all of our patients, all of our family at Pasadena Prosthodontics and all the doctors are safe and healthy, and you have a safe environment to come to. We have always kept to high infectious control standards and cleanliness standards in our office before COVID-19. And now after COVID-19, we will continue to the strictest standards set upon us by the CDC, OSHA, the American Dental Association, and California Dental Association guidelines. These extra precautions of cleanliness and sterility keep our patients and the Pasadena Prosthodontic team and doctors safe. We have been meeting, our whole team has been meeting weekly to understand how we are going to come back to a new normal in our practice. We have been staying in touch with our patients, our families, to make sure we're all safe and healthy. We've decided to close down as suggested by the CDC, the American Dental Association, and the California Dental Association. And we have held to the safer at home mandates, although we know other offices are still working. This is to keep our community to help flatten the curve. You know, the health and safety and well-being of our patients are our top priority. So we closed and stopped the possibility of exposing our patients unnecessarily. Although we are available at all times for our patients with any emergency needs. All of our doctors are available to speak with our patients in regards to any issues or any problems. Our doctors have friends in all over the world, and all other practicing countries, dental practices in China, Hong Kong, Korea, where the viruses have peaked. Some of those dentists have and are allowed to go back into their practice and reopen. We have already reached out to those doctors to see what differences they are doing in their practices, to see how we may implement some of those future ideas to our practices. So what we are doing is looking into what kinds of efficient tests, such as the Abbott test, that is the 5-minute test, to see how all of our patients, as well as the Passian prostodontic family are safe and are not carriers of the disease and the health standards. When we return, we want to be able to test the doctors, the hygienists, and the assistants to make sure we test negative before we start treating patients. We want to test patients too, so that we don't cross-contaminate. We only want to treat if the patients test negative. There are many other things that we are planning to do. As things change, we will implement with those changes. We want everyone to feel that Pasadena Prosthodontics is on top of all of these issues, and that we are keeping to the highest standards as expected in our practice. We want to thank you for understanding this new normal and the situation we are all in. We wish you and your families well and to stay healthy from the Pasadena Prosthodontics family and the Marchak family. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. And now I have one question to you, Doctor. Now,
yes.
I realize that you follow the script. So most of our clients, actually, they just do it free flow. I mean, they don't like follow script as you did. So what we do is, if they have explained it for like 4 minutes or 5 minutes, we take the most important parts and create, yes, edit it out and create a video which is less than 2 minutes because of the time that I explained it to you.
I understand.
But since you follow the script, how do you want me to do it? Do you want me to edit it and reduce it?
How long was it?
The whole script.
How long was it?
Yeah, it was about 4 to 5 minutes. About 4 minutes, 4 and a half, yeah.
Okay.
If you want me to add the whole scripted thing and create the video, we can definitely do it. But only thing is, the duration will be a little bit longer than the standard what we are looking at. But
I understand.
I think since you have like done it very nicely, it had a great flow to it. So yeah, we can go ahead and create the full video.
Can you do one with the full video, and then can you edit one out and edit some parts out?
Yes, I can show you two versions there.
Okay. And I do think that I like to have the ending, the last paragraph, yes, stated.
Yes, I thought that's nice.
Yeah, I want to make sure that that I think it is important that we have our keeping to standards.
Yes. Even wherever you mentioned the dental association, the names.
Correct. Yes. Yes. And we can edit some things out. But if you had two versions, it would be very nice so that we can plan on that.
Yes, we can work something out there.
Ah, fantastic.
Okay. And the team has told me that you are not actually using the product videos 360. So would you like to know a bit more about the product right now, if you're free?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. Videos 360, what we do is video marketing. It's a video marketing platform because as you know, even if you Google for anything right now, the first what you see listed are mostly the YouTube videos, and then only the search results get listed. So video marketing is actually taking over SEO right now. So what we do with this product is create videos for each of your procedures what you perform. Like say for example, you do dental implants. We would create like very short graphical videos for dental implants. You will do a recording just the same way like you did right now with me. And it'll be your voiceover with graphics on the video. And then we will post it after your approval. We will post it on our official YouTube channel and then embed it on your website and post it on your social media platforms as well. So this particular video will be rich in keywords. Because when you're explaining it, we will ask you to explain it as I just did with this video. Also mention the names, mention particular keywords as such. So when someone actually search for like a dentist near me or dental implants near me, if from the same area, these videos will pop up and they will get to see, they will get to hear your voice. And, you know, it's all about building up sort of a familiarity concept so that, you know, they would want to visit your practice to learn more about it. So, yeah, we do basically video marketing. You get 4 videos under your current Equa package for the year. That is 1 per quarter. This has no additional fees. It's completely free for your package. And we do videos like for COVID, like what we did right now. And then the procedure related videos, what I just explained to you. And we can also do welcome videos and introductory videos, office tour videos. For those, of course, if you want to, now currently what we do is an audio recording. So we can even do video recordings. And then you can either record it yourself using a phone and send us the clips so that we can edit it out and create the video for you. Or we can do the video via Zoom, like on your video, and we can video it while I'm online with you. So options are actually endless. So if you ever want to do a video with us, you can just code the product name as Videos 360 and request for me, Andrea Alvin. So you can schedule a meeting with me and do the particular recording and get a great video done.
Sure, I can follow up with all that. That'd be great.
Yes, that's the product. And okay. Our team has gone a bit extra and given me a few procedure related questions as well, relevant for your practice. Would you like to do 1 or 2 maybe now?
Sure.
Okay. Are you joining me using a laptop, doctor?
I am.
Okay. So let me drop you a chat message. So this is the, can you see the chat message on Zoom?
Yes.
Okay. This is the first question. They have a first procedure related question they have given me.
Yes.
So what you see with inside the brackets are small touch points, which you can use as a guideline when you're explaining.
Sure.
Okay. Basically, and I would want you to explain it as if you're explaining it to one of your patients, someone who doesn't know anything about prosthodontics. Less medical terms, more like how you would explain it to me, basically. I don't know anything. I could hardly pronounce it. So just keep it short and mention the practice name. Maybe at the beginning, you can start off by saying at Pasadena Prosthodontics, or at the end, you can say this service is given to you by the practice name. So yeah, so that the practice name always pops up in the video as a keyword.
Okay. How long are these clips?
These are also, all our videos are basically less than 2 minutes. That's what we target for.
1 to 2 minutes, okay.
Yes, but you don't have to time this out. As I said, since you don't have a script in hand, you can just explain it free flow. We will take the necessary parts and create the video. Okay.
Should I introduce and say my name as well?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay,
doctor, you can start whenever you're ready.
Hi, I'm Dr. Chris Marchak, one of the doctors at Pasadena Prosthodontics. What is a prosthodontist? Well, I like to tell patients that prosthodontics is one of the 9 specialties that has one of the 10 specialties in by that is, what is prosthodontics? It is one of the 10 recognized specialties by the American Dental Association. I like to describe prosthodontists as I'm the general contractor and architect of the mouth, how we make the diagnosis, develop treatment plans, work with other specialties in helping our patients with their dental needs. Just like other in general contracting, using other subcontractors to build a house or renovate a house, I'm renovating the mouth and getting our patients back into health. How was that?
Yes, I was thinking, when should you see a prosthodontist?
When should you see a prosthodontist? Prosthodontists are patients who have multiple missing teeth, any type of missing restorations in their mouth. Let me think about that one again.
Sure.
A prosthodontist replaces anything in the mouth that is false. If you need a crown, implant, dentures, even partials or porcelain veneers, these are all procedures that a prosthodontist does. Are you familiar with a cosmetic dentist? That is not a specialty. That is really advertising. Anything false, such as veneers and crowns, all falls under the specialty of prosthodontics.
Okay, so we'll move on to the second one. It's about dental implants. What is a dental implant? How does the procedure work? How long does it take to place an implant? I mean, if I visit your practice today, can I get it done within the day? Or does it take a week or a month? And then what are the benefits of getting a dental implant done?
Okay.
Can you even say who is an ideal candidate? Who should come and get a dental implant from you?
Okay. Here at Pasadena Prosthodontics, we do dental implants. Dental implants is a device that's placed into a patient that replaces teeth, that acts like a tooth and feels like a tooth. It can replace one missing tooth, multiple missing teeth, or even all missing teeth to replace a complete denture. Patients who have dentures can go back to function with dental implants and have the ability to eat and chew like they were before. Dental implants has been a great benefit for all of our patients with missing teeth, allowing them to clean their teeth like their natural teeth and be able to think of it as a tooth rather than a prosthesis. Implants do take a little time to heal. There are many multiple ways of the procedure to be taken place and the healing rate. It all depends upon the different situations patients present with and what protocols we can use to help with our patients' needs. We are confident here at Pasadena Prosthodontics with the success of dental implants and the benefits our patients receive with this procedure.
Okay, that went well. So I'm going to give you the next topic, teeth whitening. So maybe you can start by explaining what actually causes discolored teeth. What is teeth whitening? What are the treatment options available? Do you do Zoom or take home trays what are the options available in your practice, and how does the whole procedure work?
There are many causes of discolored teeth. There are external influences and internal influences. External influences of discolored teeth may be stains. Internal influences can be something from growth or just age. But there is something that we can do about it, and that is teeth whitening. Teeth whitening is a oxidation process to help whiten our teeth. And there are many different ways that we can whiten our teeth with over-the-counter procedures, generic in-office procedures, custom trays, as well as Zoom whitening, which is a high-powered type of procedure that is done quickly in the office in an hour, hour and a half, with great results.
Okay. Next is dentures. What is a denture and how are they made? And what are the types of dentures you offer in your practice? Do you do partials or full or both? And what is the benefits of having dentures done? How long does the whole procedure take? And who is an ideal candidate to get dentures done?
Dentures are a prosthesis to replace missing teeth. There are multiple forms of dentures. Partial dentures is for patients who have some missing teeth. Complete or full dentures are for patients who are missing all of their teeth in an arch. And then there's implant-supported dentures, which we use dental implants to help hold or retain a removable denture or a denture that stays in the mouth and is fixated to the dental implants. These types of procedures have great benefits for patients who have a damaged dentition or failing dentition where they have to lose some or all of their teeth. Dentures, especially the implant-retained dentures, help patients regain their chewing efficiency and their ability to properly eat and function and to gain the aesthetics that we desire.
Perfect. So the last one is periodontal disease. What is periodontal disease and what basically causes this? And what are the symptoms? How can one know that she's actually having periodontal disease? And what are the treatment options?
Can I skip that one just because of my specialty? And that more follows into the specialty of periodontist. I think it might be best if I skip that one. Okay. Not that we don't treat those patients, but I think that I don't want to be conflicting with the other specialties.
No worries. Any other procedure you would like to talk about?
Let's just keep it at that, and let's just see how this goes.
Yes, sure.
Yeah? Okay, I think that's quite a few there.
Yes, I think we covered four topics. I think we're good to go with that.
Perfect.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much for joining me today, Doctor.
Great. Thank you, Angela. I appreciate your help.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.